Welcome to the House Market Show with your host, Dennis and Donna Reddy.
Good morning, everyone. This is the House Market Show. I'm your host, Dennis Reddy, and along with my lovely wife and co-host, Donna Reddy. Donna, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm fabulous, but you do realize it's going to snow again. Now, you know, it's just tough when you're doing open houses and it's snowing out. But I don't think it's going to start till later, so I think we'll be able to fit all the open houses in.
Well, maybe you should do something to entice them to come in, like, you know, to have a drawing.
You know, I do want to tell people about that. All Century 21 open houses are running a special drawing right now. If you come in, you sign in, it's like, you know, filling out a raffle ticket, but you put your name and number down, and you can go into the hat, so to speak, for a drawing for $1,000 each month. There will be a drawing for $1,000. And if you purchase a home by June 30th, you get to get into the big drawing, which is $21,000. So it's well worth your while to come to any Century 21 open house, because rain or snow, we're still going to run that raffle. So come and sign in and see if you can win $1,000.
Okay. Our guest this week is Kathy Rizal, and she's with Casual Interiors, and she's going to teach us all about staging and things like that. How are you this morning, Kathy?
I'm fine, Dennis. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm really excited about you coming, because this is really an area that I just get involved with. And as a real estate agent going to people's houses, it's, you know, I need to talk to them about what is wrong with their house. And I say two things. The most important thing, two things that'll sell a house: pricing and staging. So I'm sure our listeners are really looking forward to what you have to say today.
Hey, Kathy, each week
No pressure, Kathy.
Each week I pick a community of the week, and this week's community is Lowell. And so during one of the segments, we will talk about how real estate is doing in the city of Lowell. I also pick a landmark each week, and I give clues to that landmark. And everyone is welcome to call us at 978-454-4980. And the first person to correctly identify to Mike, our producer, the landmark, will win a bottle of wine from Harrington Wine and Liquors, 10 Summer Street in Chelmsford. Now, the first clue is, Donna always gets excited about the first clue.
You got to understand, they are pretty much useless, but that's okay. You got to start somewhere.
The first clue is,
yeah,
it was conceived in 1840.
Conceived, not built, just thought up in 1840.
1840. Just think back. What was going on in 1840?
What was going on in 1840?
It's
Yes. All right. Well, you you can feel free, Kathy, to give it a shot. I have no idea.
Kathy, speaking of giving it a shot, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your company and what you do.
Well, I've been in the area all my life. I grew up in Tingsboro, and my husband and I have been in Pelham for the past 22 years, where we raised our two kids that are now in college. My business is in Pelham as well, and I help busy homeowners get their room makeover projects done right the first time. I do interior redesign, decorating, and home staging, and I've been spending a lot of time with homeowners doing small remodeling projects. People are spending more of their money at home right now, and so I sort of help them come up with a plan of action.
You know, I really I like your tagline, love where you live, you know, and that is so true. I tell people, you don't have to wait to move to fix the house up. Fix it now. Enjoy it before you move, you know?
Absolutely, and that's a great point that I wanted to make, actually, to do staging.
Mm-hmm.
Now is a great time to get to your list. Even if you don't plan to put your home on the market for a few more years, now is a great time to stage it. Staging is actually the process of downsizing, and sometimes it takes time.
Right.
So now is a great time to do it.
Great. So I do agree with you.
So, as real estate brokers, we go after people ready to sell their home or thinking about selling their home. There are people that just want to spruce it up, fix it up, change it over, and you can come in and consult with them on how to do that, right?
Absolutely. And whether it's a remodeling project that'll, you know, take a small investment, or what I also do is redesign. and that is using the things you already have.
Oh, so important.
So if you want to create a new room, you've recently purchased furniture, and you just want to rearrange it?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Now, will you give them, you know, if somebody calls you in and they're saying, well, I want to redesign my home, or I want to, you know, update this, I want to put in, I'm going to add on a family room or a game room, a great room, or one of those types of things. Do you help them with suggestions about, like, what would go in that corner or that kind of thing?
My husband is in the building. He builds homes.
Ah, there you go.
So for 30 years, I've been tagging along, sort of helping him with the whole building process. So what I can do, in addition to, say, another decorator or redesigner, I can sort of see, even before the room is put on or walls okay. are knocked down, I can sort of see the whole entire project. So if there are certain concerns, I can look at a plan and see or pick up on things like, gee, you know, where will the TV go? Or you have a lot of windows here, so where did you plan to put furniture? So if they haven't thought of that,
right.
the best time to call me in is really before all that is done. But if you've gotten to the point where you need design help, I can help with picking out colors. I can help with rearranging furniture and right down to accessorizing.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, I laugh. I was working with a couple, and this was maybe a year or so ago, that was purchasing new construction in a condo. And they were different phases. This was an early phase. And we were kind of looking at the model, and we're rearranging the furniture, and the builder had put the cable jack in the most ridiculous spot. And I said to them, okay, when we do this, let's go back to the builder and say, we want that jack moved. Because, of course, if you put your bed here, it makes more sense to have the TV over here. And, you know, initially the builder kind of looked at me like, well, you are a pain in the neck, lady. But I laughed as I brought people back later on in other phases. Guess where the cable jack was? Right where I had suggested you put it. It's things like that, that you need someone to come in and look at this and say, how are you going to, before you even do the whole, you know, room that you're going to put an addition on, how you want it to work out? Yeah.
Right, and all those little details, the homeowner is sort of, it's a big project.
Right.
So that gets overlooked.
And sometimes they just rush in, they put this addition on, and I hate to say it, but later on as real estate agents, we say to ourselves, what were they thinking? It's got to make sense. So it does help to have... It's worth the few dollars that it takes to have you come in and help redesign or help them design it in the long run.
Right, and get it done right the first time.
Get it done right the first time. I totally and completely agree with you. Man.
Have you got any open houses going?
Yes, I do. Funny you should mention that. listen, I want to tell you about one. This is a brand new listing, and if you are looking for something in this area and this kind of home, this is a very first to the market, and it's in fabulous condition, so I don't know how long it'll last. This is at 255 North Road. It's unit 260. It's a garden-style condo in the Rose Garden Apartments, and this is in Chelmsford at Chelmsford Village. It's on the market for $199.99. Now, Dennis will be there from 12 to 2 today. It has 5 rooms, 2 bedrooms, 2 full baths, and as I said, it's a penthouse apartment, which I hadn't said. It's also a penthouse apartment. It's on the 4th floor. It's very well maintained.
All that means is if the roof leaks, you'll be the first to know.
please. We're selling houses here, then. But I do want to let you know that, I mean, it has an eat-in kitchen. It's got abundance of cabinets, a lot of countertop space. It's going to come with all the appliances, so the refrigerator and the washer dryer will be staying, along with the dishwasher. There's also a very nice covered balcony that overlooks a private area. It's on the back of the building, so it's very private out there. It's also got one car, you've got a deeded space in the garage for parking. So you, you know, pull into the garage and park downstairs, get on the elevator, ride it up to the top floor. There's no stairs involved here, and get to your unit. So it has over 1,300 square feet of living space, as I said, and in mint condition, move right in. So if you're at all interested in coming to see 255 North Road, Unit 260, Dennis will be there from 12 to 2.
Okay. Time for another clue to that Century 21 landmark.
Absolutely. We're going to need a second one.
This is probably the giveaway.
Oh, I don't believe you.
It was modeled after Mount Auburn Cemetery. Okay, we're back, and I'm sleeping at the switch. I'm Dennis Reddy, host of the House Market Show, along with my wife, Donna. And our guest this week is Kathy Russo. And she's with Casual Interiors. And we'll be talking to Kathy about staging your home for sale in the next segment. But first, I have to give the Century 21 Landmark of the Week clue.
Well, that would help, yes.
43 acres of land was deeded in 1841.
So they conceived it in 1840, and then it was given 43 acres of land.
43 acres.
Wow, that's an amazing. That's huge. Huge amount of land.
Depends when it is.
Yeah, that's true.
if it's a country, it's not very big.
Yeah, that's true. Let me tell you about
a
couple.
The state is small, too.
A couple of open houses that are also out there. Stephanie Martin is going to be at 12 Park Place from 12 to 1:30. Now, this is a very upscale home. It's on the market for $749.9. It's kind of a contemporary, one-level living, 9 rooms, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2-car attached garage. It's got a very dramatic architectural design with a hip roof. It also does have a stunning second-level bonus room or au pair suite. Now, it's custom quality, 2x6 construction, has Anderson windows, 30-year roof, vinyl siding, low maintenance. And I want to tell you, this at one time was on the market for over $1 million, and it is now been reduced to $749.9. Honestly, people, you've got to come to see this. It's an amazing home. It also sits, I think, on the first hole of the Chelmsford Country Club. So come and see Stephanie between 12 and 1. She'll be happy to show you the colors and choices that you can pick out to still go in this home. And then give her enough time, because she's going to be there from 12 to 1:30, and then from 2 to 3:30, she's going over to Concord Road. These are both in Chelmsford, 210 Concord Road, and this home is on the market for $499.9. It's a Cape, but it's a very large Cape. It has 11 rooms, 4 bedrooms, 3 full baths, and a 2-car attached garage. It's kind of a contemporary-style Cape, and it's totally and completely remodeled inside and has also been expanded. It's tastefully decorated and beautifully maintained. It's in a very private setting with park-like, well-landscaped yard, which unfortunately at the winter time you may not be able to see, but it is a beautiful home. It's wonderful for a family living or entertaining. So come and see her, and she'll explain to you about all of the improvements that have been done at this home. So she will be at 12 Park Place in Chelmsford from 12 to 1:30, and then 210 Concord Road in Chelmsford from 2 to 3:30.
Okay. The Kathy is our guest this week. Kathy, why don't you explain to the audience what your company is, what it does, how to get in touch with you, and then we can... Then you can listen to Donna grow you about staging home.
I'm going to listen and learn. Are you kidding me?
Well, Casual Interiors, I'm in Pelham, New Hampshire, and the best way to get a hold of me is by the website. I have a great website, www.casualinteriors.com. From there, you can access me by email, and the phone number is there as well.
But in case they aren't online, what is the phone number?
It is... 603-635-3900.
Okay, 603-635-3900. You are going to want to write this number down because you may want to have her come and talk to you about what you need to do for your home. So, again, it's Casual Interiors, 603-635-3900. All right, there you go, Kathy. Now, tell us what we got to do.
Well, to stage your home, what you're really doing is you're preparing it and making it in a way that makes it appealing to all home buyers. Generally, we've been in our homes a long time, and we fill it up with things that make us feel good and
stuff.
Make it personal.
What do you call it? Tchotchke or something, Donna?
Tchotchke. Or knickknacks.
Knickknacks. Stuff.
Right. So we're trying to eliminate all that. And generally, a staged home sells in the shortest amount of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Staging sort of speaks to the buyers emotionally because they want to picture themselves living in that space.
Mm-hmm.
It focuses on the home rather than all the stuff as well when you're downsizing and staging. And the other thing is you're wanting to see past your stuff into different features of the home. When you're putting your home on the market, it then becomes a piece of property.
It's now a product. It's a product that's being sold.
Exactly.
You wouldn't go out and buy an appliance that was dirty or not working that well or, you know, had stickers stuck all over it. That's the only way I can describe it.
Right. And as a home seller, you sort of have to turn yourself off emotionally now
mm-hmm.
from your home and all your things. So that takes commitment.
Well, if you've made up your mind to move, it's time to mentally move out of that house before you move. It's the only way I can describe it.
Right. And the other thing you need to be committed to is getting the home ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes some time. The number one thing that you should do is get rid of your stuff,
mm-hmm.
downsize, and declutter. That includes your garage, your basement, the attic, sheds, every place that a potential buyer is going to go that needs to be cleaned out. Closets, cabinets, doors, those are all the places that buyers go when they're going through your home.
Oh, absolutely. They open the doors of the closet every time because they want to see the size of the closet. And if it's stuffed, you can't see the size of the closet.
And if it's stuffed full, the immediate assumption is it's small.
It's small.
There's
yeah.
not enough
not
room
right.
for your stuff. There's not enough room for their stuff. They
Correct.
Will turn the home off in their mind and move on to the next one.
Right.
The other thing is with all that stuff, I don't know about you, but when I walk into a room and it's too cluttered, I sort of stop and I don't want to enter that room. There's just, I'm overwhelmed.
Yep.
So you want to eliminate all of that from a room. The other thing is everything's got to be sparkling clean.
Oh.
By cleaning, yes. It means that you've taken care of this house. And so emotionally, again, the buyer will feel better about buying that home.
Right. And if the parts they can see look well-maintained, they're going to assume the parts they can't see were also well-maintained.
That's right. So we're talking about from top to bottom, windows and sills, light fixtures, ceiling fans, flooring, walls, ceiling, just about everything has to be cleaned.
I tell people, go in the bathroom and get a toothbrush and start cleaning every crack and cranny because women look at those things. I was out showing property yesterday, and the house that we went to was, and nothing against you guys out there, all right, but a single guy was living there. And the woman that I had with me, of course, you know, pushes back the shower curtain, because they always do, takes one look at that tub. It was horrified, and the only thing that I could say was, it's a single guy, it could be cleaned, but it sent the wrong message. Had that woman looked at a beautifully sparkling clean bathroom, she would have been more turned on to the whole property. It's the only way I can describe it. It was a turnoff.
Right, and kitchens and baths, that's really where you want to concentrate your efforts.
Absolutely. Women buy kitchens and baths. Men buy garages and barns. They love that stuff.
And an attic now and then.
Yeah, once in a while if it's a good attic. It's got to be a really hefty walk-up, crazy attic. They just do. Why? Because they want a place to put their stuff.
That's what it's all about.
So we want to show them how much room you've got. Right.
There you go.
Anyway.
But the things you've mentioned so far don't sound expensive. Maybe some elbow grease, but you know, decluttering, cleaning isn't a lot of money.
You're absolutely right. And again, to start all these things before your home is on the market, it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, just go room by room. Start cleaning, decluttering. You know, it may take you a little while, but when we moved out of a house that we lived in for 32 years, two dumpster fulls of stuff went out. What were we saving the stuff for, you know? And the attic was stuffed with just junk. The kids, you know, you got to save this for the kids.
It was all good stuff.
I don't care about it. Yeah, really. And then we moved the stuff they couldn't part with, and I'm ready to have a yard sale on that stuff because it's now cluttering the next attic. So do it now. Tell the kids, take it with you. If you love it, take it with you.
Well, my mother used to, every time I'd visit, she'd give me a box of stuff. Until eventually I was gone. It took
exactly.
about 20
so
years. But
you really need to, you know, literally look at it and say, do I need this or not? I get a kick out of the show that's on TV that has the lady who comes in, you know, and has yard sale junk. You know, how to sort and get rid of things. And that's really what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned was garages and basements and places like that. One of the things I've been told is that people don't mind if you put things in boxes and stack them neatly in the garage.
That's
like
right.
Like you're moving or whatever.
So the things, once you've decluttered, if there are things that you're going to be moving with, those can be put in boxes. You're absolutely right. A potential buyer understands that you're moving.
Right.
So to stack the boxes neatly, stacking them neatly in a garage or a basement, that is totally acceptable.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if you just put it off in a corner so it's not piled in the middle of the room or the very back of the garage so you can still see that it'll fit your car, that's still fine. People get past that. And besides, the boxes just boxed up is neat. I mean, it's not like having knickknacks all over the place. So it works for me.
Okay, it's time for another clue to that Century 21
absolutely.
Landmark of the week. Be the first to call Mike at 978-454-4980. I'm having trouble with the telephone, I'm saying.
I know.
Be the first to correctly identify this landmark and win a bottle of wine from Harrington Wine and Liquors, 10 Summer Street in Chelmsford. Clue number four. The first 500 lots sold for $10 each. Okay, we're back. I'm Dennis Reddy, host of the House Market Show, along with my wife, Donna, who's the co-host. Our guest this week is Kathy Russell from Casual Interiors, and we've been talking about staging homes for sale, but just fixing up a home for yourself to live in it. And Kathy's been talking about all the kinds of different things she does. And I guess the thing that I would guess is the earlier you get to talk to Kathy, the better things are. And speaking of early, the first thing I got to do here in this segment is another clue to the Century 21 Landmark of the Week. In 1861, the Granite Gateway was built.
All right, you could buy a lot for $10, huh?
Bingo.
Wow, you're talking. That's.
But you had to be in the first 500.
Oh, the first 500
yeah.
got it for $10.
Yeah.
We're not saying how big these lots are, though.
Well, let me put it this way. Instead of calling it a lot, I could have said the first 500 plots.
Plots.
Sold.
There you go. All right. I was thinking, wow.
See, Dawn is always trying to help the audience.
I do try to help the listening audience. I want them to win that bottle of wine from Harrington Wine and Liquors.
Okay.
I have another open house I have to tell people about before we get back to this. This is at 13 Singlefoot Road in Chelmsford. I'm going to be there from 12 to 2. It's on the market for $499.99, and it is a really amazing home. First of all, it has 14 rooms, 6 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, a 2-car attached garage, but that does not tell at all. It's one of those homes that you can do a combined family in. The main house has 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, and the 2-car garage. It also has a formal living room, formal dining room, a country kitchen with hardwood floors, white cabinets, and a fireplace. It also has a den. It has a sunroom with a cathedral ceiling. And it has a lower level family room with a walkout to a fabulous backyard. Now, it also, along with that, then has an in-law suite, which has a sitting room, two bedrooms, a kitchen, a full bath, a walk-up attic, and a workshop in the lower level. And it all sits in a great family neighborhood on a professionally landscaped private lot. It has a lot of other features that you really need to come and see to appreciate. It has central air. It has a generator system. It has two sheds in the back. It just has so many things that you need to come and see. I want you, if you're at all thinking you'd like to combine families and mom and dad are going to come live with us, or maybe you're one of those families that, okay, the kids have grown up and they're married and they've got the one child, but they have no place to go. They can't afford to buy their own home. Well, perhaps you can combine families and they can live with you and yet not live with you, because I do understand that also. So come and see me today, 13 Single Foot Road in Chelmsford, and it's on the market for $499.99.
Okay,
I'll be there from 12 to 2.
I told you that our community of the week this week is Lowell, and I thought I'd talk for a minute about sales in Lowell and what's going on. Right now, there are 181 condominiums listed in Lowell. And you ready for this range? They range from a low of $55,900.
For a condo?
These are condos. For three rooms, one bed, one bath.
Still? Don't let friends rent.
Take a guess.
Unbelievable.
Take a guess what the highest condo in Lowell is for sale for.
Somewhere in the 900s.
$1,100,000.
Really? It's got to be a loft somewhere downtown.
It's 11 rooms, 4 bedrooms, 2 full, 3 half bath loft.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's fabulous.
Now, so I told you there's 181 units on the market. In the last 2 months, 58 have sold.
Really?
So we've still got,
it's still a buyer's market, but
6 month supply out there.
Yeah, but still.
For a year, I tell people that we were hitting the bottom of the market August 16th last summer. We did, okay? Now, things are starting to edge back up, and to prove that once again, that same two-month period, I told you that this year, 58 units sold.
Yeah.
Okay, in the last 2 months. That same 2 months a year ago, 37 units sold.
Wow.
So
the volume is up, and you've got to have volume up to get it going again. And it's as simple as that. We keep telling people that, but that's the facts. And I don't know how much time we're going to have to spend on this. Perhaps next week would be a better time. We'll get someone in to really speak to this, but this new tax credit for first-time home buyers is out there this year. You need to purchase something in 2009. And have a close in 2009 to get this tax credit. But with this whole stimulus package, this has come along, and with the lower interest rates, and they are going back down, the low price of condos and homes, along with the tax credit, is just going to, I think, kickstart this thing even further.
Okay, single-family homes.
Yep.
There are 173 on the market. So there's actually less single-family homes than there are condos.
Yeah.
Low on single-family homes is $59,900 for a six-room, two-bedroom, one-bath. Okay?
There you go.
Guess what the highest is?
$900,000. I'm going to go in.
$1 million.
On the money. $1
million? $1 million, exactly. and that'll get you 16-room, eight-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath Victorian.
Those homes are beautiful. They're just gorgeous. I'm such a fan of old homes because I live in an old home, but I just love them.
So I told you that there's 173 on the market. In the last 2 months, 100 have sold.
Really?
So you can see that it's starting to come down. We're down to like less than 4 months, three months worth of inventory.
You know, once it gets lower than 3 months, it turns into a seller's market.
And the last 2 months, the sales have ranged from $47,500 for a one-bath, five-bedroom colonial to $479,900 for a seven-room, four-bedroom, three-and-a-half, two-and-a-half-bath garage. Now, so that's the last 2 months, 100 sold. A year ago, the same 2 months,
mm-hmm.
How many do you think sold?
50.
39.
Whoa!
Okay.
Wow.
So that just shows you the increase in the volumes.
Yes, absolutely. And from 39 to 100.
Exactly.
Wow.
So dollars will follow.
Dollars will follow, absolutely. I mean, eventually it's going to be a seller's market, and then the prices will go back up. It's all regional. You know, I know they're talking gloom and doom across the country, but our area is coming back, and I think the stimulus package is just going to help it kickstart it.
And people are learning how to stage their homes.
Yes, we do want to get back to that, because honestly, in this day and age, people want pristine. I know that people have bought the $59,000 home. I'm sure it needs a little work. But most people
like your husband have bought them.
But most people want to walk in and put their furniture in place. They don't mind doing a few things, maybe changing the color in the room, because it isn't the color they wanted, but they really want it clean, they want it looking nice, they want to be able to have it pristine.
Yes, they do want a turnkey kind of home.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the problem is, honestly, it's just people don't have the skills anymore that people used to have, I think. Suddenly, painting a room for some of these, young kids out there buying homes is like, how do you do that?
Right, and actually, at Casual Interiors, I do a lot of paint consultations.
That's a good thing to talk about, colors. Yes, I saw that on your card. You do color, paint, and coordinating of what, furniture, walls?
Yes, if you're painting one room, or generally a lot of homes these days, they sort of have an open concept.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go in and do a paint consultation, and I bring a suitcase of samples.
Okay.
And I work with the homeowner. We go through room by room. We take into account the lighting that you get, the furnishings, existing furnishings that are there, because it's really a job to walk into a paint store and look at all of those paint strips
and try to decide if it's going to match your couch.
Exactly. You bring home a strip of blue, and you put it in the room, and you just decide, you know what, I don't think this is really what I want, or is this the right color blue? So at a paint consultation, I go in and we choose colors room by room. I leave you with swatches and suggestions, so that is extremely helpful.
Oh, that is fabulous. Yes.
Now,
I had a question too, but you ask first.
Like fashion, doesn't colors come and go as far as what's in vogue and what isn't? And like, I hear things like earth tones and that kind of stuff. How does that all come about?
Color does have a wave. They do. It is come in cycles. I always find that people are afraid of color, actually. So most of my consultations, they have white walls, and they're looking
for a little
color.
Real estate beige, that's what we call it.
Yes, and in staging, we actually have certain colors that we like to go to.
And there's nothing really wrong with that if it's clean.
Right. They're sort of all neutral, but they still have some warmth or some cool tones.
Right.
So I generally find that people like classic colors. Most of my consultations, if they're thinking of, say, they want to do an accent wall or a red wall or a darker wall, they're looking for a little guidance for me to come in and say, is this a good idea?
Yeah, before they boldly go where no one has gone before.
and
stick it on the wall and go, oh, my God.
If you want an accent wall, and dark red seems to be in right now.
Yeah, that wine, burgundy color.
But which wall do you pick?
Exactly, and that is where a professional needs to come in and take a look at the space.
Yeah.
A lot of times people really don't need an accent wall, or there is no feature in a room, so you want to create a feature and use a color, a darker color on one particular wall. So that's where you really would want a professional to come in and give you that advice.
So you don't want to paint a wall to accent if there's nothing there to accent.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, one of the things you talked about coming in, and one of the things we find is, as we're showing property, they were showing a condo last week, and the discussion was, well, where would we put the TV? Where would we put this? And as I'm doing it, I'm thinking to myself, well, you've only got, you can't put the TV in front of the window, so you got to put it on a plain wall. On the other hand, if you have it across from the window, then the sun shining in on the screen of the TV, you know, so you really have to take a lot into consideration, right?
You do, and a professional can actually advise on different areas, and I agree with you, Dennis, that, and that's what makes me different, too. Honestly, in a living room with me, it's all about the TV.
Yeah, I know. You know, if you, I love having, you have to have a focal point of something. And many times, you know, people want to focus on the fireplace, which is very nice. But you know that if this is the living space, you've got to have a spot for that TV. And nowadays, it's got to be bigger and better. So you've got to, people want to know, how am I going to stage this around how we live?
Right. And what I would try, and most of the time, I try and double up on my focal points. If
okay.
you have a fireplace, I would try and get the TV as close to the fireplace
exactly.
as you can.
Exactly.
And these days, with nice flat panels, it can go above the fireplace.
Yep. Or right beside it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
and
is...
so when you stage your home, actually, it's a good idea to put those things in a room, I believe, anyway.
Right.
Because a buyer wants to see, where does the TV go?
How right. does it fit? Right.
Right. In the master bedroom, where does the dresser go and the bureau go? You know, well, it was staged this way. Oh, so they can see it because they're not, oftentimes they really
right.
can't
and
do it themselves.
Quite frankly, if it's done, you know, just the way you live and you just stuffed things in there with way too much furniture in the bedroom, they look at it and say, well, I don't know how I can set this up any better. They can't visualize theirs while looking at yours. I hate to say it, but that's just the way it is.
You're right.
You have that TV sitting on top of the huge bureau that, because there's no other place in the room to put it, and everyone's going, well, that's not where I want to put the TV, and they get turned off. They just get turned off.
Speaking of visualizing things, I want them to visualize the landmark of the room.
Oh, okay. That would probably be a good
with
idea.
This clue.
Okay.
Give us a call at 978-454-4980. And it's WCAP, where everyone gets it. Be the first person to get this and win a bottle of wine from Harrington Wine and Liquors, 10 Summer Street in Chelmsford. Clue number six. In 1850, it was across Tewksbury Road from the Concord River. Okay, we're back. I'm your host, Dennis Reddy. This is the House Market Show, along with my co-host, Donna Reddy. And our guest this week is Kathy Roussel from Casual Interiors. And we've been talking about how to stage homes and whether for your own enjoyment or to sell it. I have to give the last clue to the
Central
21 landmark of the week.
Okay.
This is an absolute giveaway clue.
All right. You giving us the address? Because that would help.
It was Lowell's Fourth Cemetery.
Oh, fourth.
Located on the edge of Fort Hill.
Ooh. There you go, folks. 978-454-4980. There you go. You know, I want to tell people about another house, and then I want to get back to Kathy.
Okay.
There's a really nice house in Lowell, and this is a Lowell home. It's on Arlington Street, and it's on the mark of a 2249, and to me, it's just a charming, charming colonial. But what it needs is someone to come in and stage it, because it's just, you know, the type of home that was owned by older people, and some things have great things have been done to it. It has a vinyl siding. It's got newer windows. It's got a new roof. It's got new furnace. All the good stuff is done. All you need to do is come in and really stage it, make it look nice, and fix it up yourself. It's got great hardwood floors. It's got three bedrooms, three bedrooms, one and a half baths. One bedroom is really could be used like an office, although I think knocking the wall down between the two of them would make one nice big bedroom. But, you know, I'm always redesigning homes. Next time I do an open house there, I'll be explaining that to people. But it has hardwood floors. It has a beautiful built-in china closet. It's really got a lot of nice things. It's got a nice backyard. It's on a one-way street, so there's not a lot of traffic. And yet, close to the highway, university, and city activities. So give us a call if you're at all interested at Century 21 Landmark, 978-256-6575, extension 146, if you'd like to get into that one.
I think an ideal buyer for that would be somebody who's got a couple of kids going to UMass.
It's very close to the university. It would be perfect.
It's a perfect position for both the North and South campus. And, you know, we've done this a lot and did it ourselves, that when your kids are ready to go off to college, okay, instead of putting them in a dorm or renting a place, you buy a house, okay, or you buy a condo. You rent out the other rooms to other college kids that pays for the thing while they're there. And, you know, like the condo we bought in Boston more than doubled in value in the time.
Yeah, right now people look at it and go, ooh, real estate. But by the time your child graduates, you hopefully you're going to make your money back. Anyway, I want to talk about how people can reach you, Kathy, and what do... I'm going to call you at, 603, write this number down, guys, 635-3900, or you can do Casual Interiors, all one word, CasualInteriors, casualinteriors.com. I'm going to call you up, I'm going to have you come in, and now what do you do exactly? You know, explain to our people how you go through the process.
Well, there are a number of different ways to stage a home. How I like to do it, and the most popular way, is a walkthrough and a report. So what I will do is, right from the moment I drive up into the driveway, I'm already taking notes. Because curb appeal is
staging
really
the outside is also important. I totally agree with you.
It is. And I then walk through the entire property from the yard to the basement and the garage, all of the rooms into the attic, and I make notes, and I come up with suggestions and come back to the buyer, homeowner,
yeah,
with a list of all the items that we suggest to do for the home staging. That way there, the home buyer then has a kind of a honey-do list.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of, you know, time-consuming things on that list, like removing wallpaper,
right,
updating faucets, things that might require a little bit of money, but they'll take time. So
right,
that's why now is a great time, before the home goes on the market, to do the staging, to come up with the list.
Yeah, actually, some of those things, although they may take a little money, in the long run, you will get more money for your home than,
yes,
if you don't do it. So, you know, kind of set a little bit of money aside. Now, I'm not talking brand new windows. You know, cleaning them is important. You don't have to go out and replace all the windows in the house. But if you've got old and pitted up faucets in a bathroom or a kitchen, a new one is not a lot of money.
It's
go
not
to
a lot
Home
of money.
Depot, go to Lowe's, you know. If you can't do yourself, and believe it or not, my daughter does her own plumbing sometimes. Plumbers are not that expensive. Just if you're going to have them come and do whatever you're going to do all at once.
Right. And the other thing I've done, Donna, is I've put some home staging tips on the website. So if you go to my website and then go to designer tips, there's a spot in there for home staging tips.
Excellent. Casualinteriors.com.
Correct. 603-635-3900.
You got it. There you go.
Okay.
It's just very important, too. I can't say this enough. It's the best thing you can do to get your house sold. Yes.
Century 21 Landmark of the Week. You know what it is?
No, it's a cemetery.
Good. It's a cemetery, right?
Yes.
And what's the community of the week?
Lowell
Cemetery. That's it.
You're kidding, really?
That's
do we have a winner?
We do have a winner.
Excellent. From Lowell?
Yes, the winner is
Wow,
Lowell.
You say I want you to know
it's very
don't come
unusual
from the same
for the winner to come from the same community as the landmark. 90% of the time, if it's a Chelmsford landmark, it's a Borica resident who got it. If it's a Drake at landmark, somebody from Tewksbury gets it. Bob Philpott.
Very nice. Congratulations, Bob. You've won a bottle of wine from Harrington Wine and Liquors, 10 Summer Street
in Chelmsford. 978-256-2711.
There you go. Just in case you want to call ahead. Anyway, I just think it's very important. Pricing your home correctly and staging it are the two things that are going to get it sold the best. And I know that for some people, they just need, you know, someone to come in and help them. When my daughter was selling her house, and believe me, she had two small children. Oh, my God, so hard when you've got babies, basically,
in the house.
When she was selling the house on Garrison Road.
Okay.
She had, from a house in Seattle that she had moved from, one of these huge couches in the U-shape. But they moved to a tinier house out here, and it was in the living room, and there was barely room to move around this couch and, you know, the widescreen TV on the wall. And so, as a matter of fact, part of the couch was blocking the fireplace because there was no place for it. So, you know, she realized that this is what you've got to do. So one of the things that I suggest to people, and she really took charge of this room by room and did it herself, but she staged it beautifully, got rid of two of the pieces, and threw them in a pod out in the driveway. At the end of the driveway, there sat the pod. Nobody thought one thing about the pod in the driveway because, of course, you're going to be moving. So she put it in the pod and put one couch across from the TV, looking at the fireplace. It looks so spacious. We got rid of all of those beautiful pictures of her family, etc., with one small vase on the table with some pretty flowers to go with the design decor, and poof, perfect. And believe it, people could not believe how quickly we had that house sold.
Mm-hmm.
But she took everything out of the dining room, had one table and a rug.
And she painted it.
And painted it, yes. She did do some things that were... Really, it helped her out. It did have hardwood floors under. She took the carpeting out of the dining room and had them refinished just in one room. It's not that much space. For the money she spent, she got it back.
Right, and the main goal is to sell it in the shortest amount of time.
Exactly.
Right.
Especially for her. She had already bought a house, so it was like, uh-oh. Not something she was planning on doing, so, which sometimes happens to people. You know, people come in and out of open houses, and we're hoping people will come and visit us today in spite of the rain and
snow. Speaking of open house, quick recap.
Good plan. Dennis is going to be at 255 North Road, Unit 260. This is in Chelmsford. It's on the market for $199.9. It's Chelmsford Village in the Rose Garden, and it's Building 4. I am going to be at 13 Single Foot Road in Chelmsford, and this one is a wonderful home for combining families, $499.9. Stephanie Martin will be doing back-to-back ones, so if you want to be at 12 Park Place in Chelmsford, $749.9, nice upscale home. And then she'll be going from, that's 12 to 130, 230 to 3, 2 to 330. She will then be at 210 Concord Road in Chelmsford, which is on the market for $499.9. So, and that one has been all redone, I think, inside. You need to go and check out all the different features there. So, just to let people know, Kathy, give us where they can reach you one more time.
603-635-3900.
And it's Casual Interiors, and she does interior redesign. She does decorating services, so if you just want to have her decorate. She does paint and color coordinating, furniture arrangement plans, which is so important. And, of course, real estate staging to get that job done of getting it sold.
Well, thank you for being our guest, Kathy, and bye-bye-bye from the Reddies.
Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
980 WCAP, Lowell, Haverhill, Lawrence, Methuen, Nashua, and Salem, New Hampshire, serving the Merrimack Valley.